Monday, as I mentioned, is Memorial Day. Quite a few people confuse Memorial Day with Veterans Day, which is, of course, in November. Veterans Day is when we honor and celebrate all of our veterans, those who are still with us, those who are not. Memorial Day is the time when we honor our veterans who lost their lives in battle or passed away after their time of service. At least that's the hope. While there will be many ceremonies across our country, too many will have a very small number attending them. I don't know whether this is a sign of some degree of disconnect on the part of those who never attend. It does make me think back to the Vietnam War POWMI bracelet I used to wear. You remember those, right? It would have the name, rank, serial number of a member of the military who was lost in that long war and whose remains hadn't been recovered. I gave up counting the number of times people would ask if I was wearing a metal or bracelet and was there anything they needed to know about my health. I didn't consider those many times to be annoying. I saw them as reasons to teach people the meaning of the bracelet and live up to what's written in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. All throughout our history, the men and women of the U.S. military who gave up their lives in service, they were not suckers, they were not losers, they didn't serve seeking what was in it for them. The one word that best describes the men and women that we honor on this and every Memorial Day is sacrifice. These heroes truly lived the words of Jesus, who declares in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." And as I said, they weren't serving in search of something for themselves. They served in a way that placed these words of Jesus, spoken in John chapter 15, verse 13, in front of everyone. "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." We've recently seen the Word of God being weaponized by some in military leadership. They seek to start fires with our Lord and Savior's Word. Now, I obviously can't speak for you, but I actually, even if just for a moment, pity them and hope they repent, because if they don't, their day of judgment will not be the one that they're expecting. This is the warning Jesus gives them in Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Paul adds to this warning in Galatians chapter 1, verse 8, "But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed." Our men and women in the military have the valuable characteristics of courage, drive, determination, dedication engraved into them. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5 reveals how these traits all come from God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. And it's only through faith that those gifts are fully manifested. This is how James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 explains this. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Once again, I want to say that the men and women who we honor on Memorial Day did not serve seeking glory for themselves. They were living and are eternal examples of what we're told in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." These men and women sacrificed to save, restore, and preserve freedom for others, their call to this duty, is found in Psalm chapter 82, verses 3 and 4. "Defend the poor and the fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy, deliver the poor and needy, free them from the hand of the wicked." Jesus in Matthew chapter 25 tells a parable about a man giving three servants 5, 2, and 1 talents, that was ancient currency, respectively. The man went on a journey. When he returned, he asked each servant what they did with the talents that he gave to them. The one who was given 5 grew that into 10. One who was given 2 turned that into four talents. Third, who was given one talent, did nothing. So he still had only one talent. What the man said to the first two servants, I believe we all need to say aloud to the spirits of those who sacrificed on the battlefield. Reading from Matthew chapter 25, verse 21, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.